So here we go. Let's have a look. I didn't even bring my Bible. I'm so used to having, see these notes here. I wrote this message in 1985. And so this is back in the day of typewriters. This is a typewritten message. And so now all my messages have all the scriptures in it. And I just realized these ones don't have the scriptures in it, at least not all the scriptures I want to read. So praise the Lord. We're going to have to get someone to open up a few scriptures for me, okay? Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, "But he who began a good work in you will accomplish it." And here's the thought, he won't give up on us. And I just want to encourage everybody here on team that God's begun a good work in you. And the thought is he's only begun it. You know, it's only just begun. No matter, you know, how long you've been doing this, you know, the Bible talks about he's Alpha and Omega. He's, you know, he's eternity. And, you know, God can do in a day what we could never do in a lifetime. And so, you know, we kind of think maybe as we're getting older, we're getting toward the end of the finish line. But can I tell you, God can fulfill every prophecy over your life on the last day. God can do it after you're gone. Now, my favorite scripture is in Hebrews 11. It says, "All these died in faith, never having seen the promise, but judged him faithful." You know, God can actually do it after you. Do you know what I mean? And God could have shown you something, but maybe you're just setting that up for the next generation. The thought is, God's doing it. It's God's work. And he began it. And he will see it to completion. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 6. Who's got that? Because I'm going to get someone to read that out loud on the microphone, nice and loud. Jeremiah 18, verses 1 to 6. Who's got it? First person in. Beth, you got it? Do you want to read it out for us?
The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, "Go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there." So I did as he told me and found that the potter working at his wheel, but the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over. Then the Lord gave me this message, "O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to this clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand."
Isn't that awesome? What a scripture. So let's just start that again, Beth. Do you want to just give me that first part again? The word of the Lord came to me and he said, "Go down to
the potter's shop
and I will speak to you there." In other words, God's saying, "I want to speak to you, but where you are is not where I want you to be for you to hear." So you got to leave where you are and go somewhere else. Okay? That's why I believe in these retreats. Do you know what I mean? I really believe in setting aside time for God. You got to get out of, who were we talking about that just yesterday?